Johnny K, and welcome to another edition of Celebrity Weightlifting. Your chance to see your favorite stars go for the iron. And we hope nobody gets crushed today, as it's going to be a big day. Okay, let's meet our stars here on Celebrity Weightlifting. Contestant number one is somebody you may recognize his voice. You may recognize some of his literature. Today on Celebrity Weightlifting, contestant number one, it's Truman Capote.
Hello, everybody. I'm very excited about giving it a try.
All right, Truman, we're glad to have you try to give it a try. Contestant number two, you may remember as one of the more obnoxious people to hit the streets in a long time. It's the Kemp Mill Maggot.
It's a fact.
Right, okay. Thank you, and welcome to the show. Take your position. Okay, contestant number three, some of you may have seen, some of you may know, leave it to say, we call him Mr. 11, let's welcome John Holmes. Okay, thank you, contestants. Before we get underway, Johnny, let's hear what they'll be shooting for.
We'll be shooting for the Chicago Spiegel 609. Alpo, the dog food of champions. When in New York, they'll be staying at the Hyatt Marion. Marriott Hotel, the stars of the stars. The limo service, we have the assignment. We'll use the supply of Alpo, the king's scene spots and dishwasher. And Frigidaire, with the lonely repairman of all the Maytag repairman. Chicago 60609. Thank you, Johnny.
Okay. Well, I guess we're ready for our first heat, as it were. So we're going to go ahead and get Truman Capote down on the bench. We have no weight on this bar. It's just the bar alone, and we're going to see if we can get old Truman to clean that thing for all the big prizes we just heard about. Go ahead, Truman, and give it a shot. Okay, he's got to lift off the bar. No, it's falling right to his... It doesn't... No. I'm sorry, Truman.
I tried. It was so very heavy. I couldn't do it. I lifted. I pushed it. Well, don't laugh at me. It was so heavy. Yes, it was heavy.
All right there, Truman. Nice shot, anyway. We appreciate it. Stand over the side there. Okay, let's get the Kemp Mill Maggot on here.
It's a fact.
All right, just get on there. Shut up. Shut your face. Okay, he's down there on the bar, and he's gearing up. He's going to give it a shot. The bar's on his chest. He's trying. No. It looks like it's coming back down. Whoa! Nice try, buddy. Nice try. Looks like your announcing days, thank God, are going to be over for a little while. Okay, here's candidate number three, Truman Capote. Get your eyes back in your head. It's time for John Holmes. And John Holmes is now lying down on the bench, looking a little ectomorphic. But then again, who knows what surprise he's got for us. And it looks like it did. And it looks like, yes, he's got it. He's got it. John Holmes, ladies and gentlemen, is our grand prize winner. Yay! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Wait a minute. There's been a change. What? It's a three-way tie. They all lose. Why? John Holmes has been disqualified. What for? For getting a power assist.
Animal, vegetable, or mineral. Or all of the above. He's the Grease Man on DC 101.